The Jewelry Shop Robbery. Story by Carmel Riley. Illustrated by Kate Ashforth. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now, turn to page 4. Chapter 1. The Jewelry Shop Robbery. One day, Eddie was walking home from school. As he came around a corner, he saw a lot of people outside the jewelry shop. "What's going on?" he said to a woman standing next to him.
"The jewelry shop has been robbed,"
she said.
"The robbers took all the jewelry."
That night, the jewelry shop robbery was on the TV news. The reporter said that people on the street had seen the men get away in a red car. "When I came home from school, I saw a red car parked outside the empty house next door," Eddie said to his mum. Mum smiled.
"Oh, there are lots of red cars around,"
she said. "But I have not seen this one here before," Eddie said. Chapter 2. The Red Car. After dinner, Eddie went outside. He looked over at the house next door. It was dark and empty. He looked out at the street. The red car was still parked there. Eddie walked over to the car and looked inside. Just then, there was a noise from somewhere behind him. Eddie turned around. The noise was coming from the empty house. He had to go and have a look. He walked up the path and went around the back of the house. Eddie walked up to a window and looked in. He could not believe what he saw. Chapter 3. What's going on? Eddie saw two men sitting at a table. They were taking things out of a big black box. Eddie could see that it was jewelry. Eddie moved away from the window. He ran down the path and into his house.
"Mum, Mum, call the police. The jewelry robbers are next door," he said.
"Oh, come on, Eddie," said Mum.
"Really, Mum, go and have a look if you don't believe me," he said. Mum looked hard at Eddie. She could see that he was not making it up. So, she called the police. The police came to the house.
"Very good work, Eddie,"
said one of the police as they took the robbers away.
"You're going to make a good detective one day."
"I think I am too," Eddie said.